Absolutely. I have a question.
Is
there a fancy dress party at the Chelsea Arts Club, or did you guys just get nuts?
Is. Certainly is. Yes, absolutely. You have to dress, otherwise they won't let you in. So we have two balls a year, New Year and the Summer Ball. And they're fantastic. They decorate the exterior of the club. We've been in this building since 1902. And Whistler was the American artist who founded the club for us in the late 19th century.
As in of the mother?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Whistler's mother. Yeah, he was the founder of it.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't realize Whistler was quite a pugilist and a contrarian. You know, he actually enrolled. He was a cadet at West Point, who dropped out. He basically got kicked out of West Point, and then moved to London and became an artist. So
I'm quite a good artist.
quite a great artist, and I think he embodies the spirit of the hacker community in that sense.
Yeah,
the things you learn on WBAI, it's amazing.
Absolutely. I know. Now, the thing his thinking was, if I may say a few more words, Whistler's thinking was artists are stuck in their studio because Chelsea in the late 19th century was literally, there were hundreds of artists here, painters, and they were spending all day on their own, just painting. And he thought it would be great to have a club where you could all come in the evening and have a beer, have a chat, have a cigar or cigarette. And that's why he created it. And we're still going strong.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, it looks like you're having a great time out there, and we definitely appreciate you checking in with us over here. And far, I'll ask all of you on the panel here. First, those of you in England, how's 2026 treating you so far?
Well, on my side, I have to say I'm hanging out here with Tony and talking with you guys. It's pretty wonderful beginning to 2026, and if it's if it portends anything to come, I think 2026 will be great.
Well, it's in the lap of whoever.
Yeah, that's right.
Who knows? I never make predictions, because that's fatal.
Well said.
All I can say is love and peace to everybody.
And all the same to you and yours. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
But I got to say, I'm still disappointed in 2026. I just
expected more. Yeah. Yeah, Emmanuel, can I ask you guys, are you guys, because I missed the earlier bits, but are you guys in Hamburg?
We are in Hamburg, that is correct. I don't know how you figured that out, but yeah, we are in Hamburg.
Yeah, well, look, I'm pretty crafty, you know, everybody says I'm smarter than I look, so I put the pieces together and I figured it out, and wonderful, well, great to hear it. So you celebrated New Year's before us, Rob and Gillis still have it going, but I think one of the special things we really have to reflect on is, this whole past year, we had a lot of agreements. We had a lot of disagreements. I think we agreed more than we disagreed, but maybe it was on equal measure, but or at least equal degree. But it wouldn't be possible without a place like WBAI. And I really think that we have to be thankful for the Pacifica Radio Network and remember that it doesn't exist without listener support. So please give to and support WBAI. We can't do this without you. It's been a wonderful 2025 because of you, and we need you to continue going on like this.
Absolutely.
We don't just say this every week, you know. We actually are seeing from listeners and supporters everywhere. We're hearing from them how much this place actually means, and they are contributing. They are helping to support this place, and we are still here and getting stronger every day because of those people.
Absolutely. Our friend Reggie said before this program started, and he was updating folks listening, we have actually at the station achieved our fundraising goal for the year. We have surpassed it, and we have about 4 hours and change left to surpass it even more. So if you'd like to continue to throw in on what we do here, check out buddy.wbai.org or call 833-WBAI-NYC. That's 833-922-4692, and do what you can to keep us doing what we do. Alex.
Well, I just want to say to all my colleagues, all my friends, all the listeners out in New York, Happy New Year from Tony and me. Tony?
Absolutely. This is a big good night. Peace and love to everybody from London.
That's right. Good night, everybody. I'm signing off. I'll see you in the new year.
Good night, Alex. Happy New Year.
Good night,
Emmanuel. Good night, Kyle. Good night, everybody. Gila, Rob. Bye.
interesting how we're an hour ahead and they sign off before us.
Well, we can't see you, but they seem to be having a very fancy dress party, and obviously there's a lot more going on over there. So, you know, you two might be wearing costumes as well. I'm not going to begin to describe what they were wearing. I'll just let, you know, those listening use their imaginations. But whatever you're imagining, it's probably accurate.
We do have some very fancy costumes on. International treaties forbid us from transmitting that.
Excellent. I think I'm actually dressed as a Raspberry Pi right now.
And I'm dressed as a Flipper Zero.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're not planning on going tomorrow. but no, I think this is a wonderful international New Year celebration. We have fireworks coming from Germany. We have a fancy dress party in London. And, you know, we're just holding down the fort here in New York City.
We've had a couple of firecrackers out the window here in Queens, too. I don't know if those have been picked up. But
a couple of firecrackers. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Good.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us. Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
I think
we're a couple of firecrackers.
Yes. Certainly.
Give them time. Give them time, Emmanuel. Just it's
come on, man. You got to blow things up real good.
All right.
All right. Well, we've still got some more time yet to get our pyromania satiated.
I'm sorry, I'm broken. Emmanuel has broken me. I'm broken.
This is an excellent way to see the year out on this program. I want to mention, you know, talking of the value of community and finding your folks, 2600 meetings are happening all over the world this Friday. Go to 2600.com/meetings to find yours. Our local one is happening at the Citigroup building on 53rd and Lexington. You can find more info on that meeting site, nyc2600.net. And check it out. I'll be there. I look forward to seeing folks.
Yeah, I would like to just second that and encourage people to join, take note, participate. We have a lot of exciting things ahead. We really want the enthusiasm and the excitement for the hacker diaspora, the people, this sort of global, and as they say here, this galactic community of hobbyists and technology enthusiasts, that they're active this year, and that we support one another, that we help convey different ideas about technology, but that we also are there for one another. And you can do that by showing up. Please, please show up. We need as much as we can in every regard, as far as participation and excitement. There is a lot to learn. There's a lot to accomplish. So I really am hopeful for that in this year.
Yeah, there's so much that has come out of the meetings and just people getting together for various purposes. Communities are built this way. And what we saw over the past several days are a bunch of communities getting together from all over the world and just being able to freely express themselves and be creative and share their knowledge. And none of this would have happened had people not gotten together in smaller communities and built on that. And we need to do more of that back home. And sometimes we forget, you know, it's always inspirational when you go to an event like CCC and you realize, wow, there are so many of us and we're such cool people. We're so smart and funny and just filled with potential, and you know, we're inspiring others from other parts of the world and building a much healthier environment. We can do that in New York, we can do that in Chicago, in Los Angeles, all over the world, and come together and really have fun, show the rest of the world, you know, the way things really can work if we put our heads together.
Yeah, we really are collectively so beautiful, and individually seeing people elevated, seeing people shine, it is itself, it's beautiful to see. And I really want that for so many. And many people are looking to us, and I just want people to know that, you know, there's, if you have some knowledge, if you have some enthusiasm for this kind of stuff, please remember that you have an incredible role in leading and showing people the way, showing people that they're worthwhile, that they can do as much themselves.
Absolutely. And for those who were not able to make it to CCC, the talks are posted. There are videos up at media.ccc.de. There's an English language site there for you to use, as well as German and so on. And there are some great talks. There's one by our friend Cory Doctorow that has been making the rounds a lot on social media, and we cannot say the title of it on the radio because it contains one of those words that we could get in trouble for saying. But it is a really inspiring talk about ways in which we could build and support chunks of the internet that work around the damage that is being done to it by those with ill intent. That and so many more things are on media.ccc.de. They're free for streaming, for downloading, for keeping, and you can totally blow an afternoon or longer just browsing through what's up there and finding things to watch. You guys, did you see any good talks that you want to talk about?
Well, we saw his talk for sure, it was great chatting with him and just hanging out for a while over here in Hamburg. But the fact that we can't even say the name of his talk is indicative of the problems that we have back home. We need to grow out of that. We need to act like mature adults and be able to say grown-up words. I don't know who we're protecting, but the whole world is able to say the name of what Cory Doctorow is talking about. It sums up so much. But I know we saw other talks as well. Colin, I think you have some thoughts on that.
Well, certainly. I mean, that talk in particular was incredible, phenomenal delivery, and just a positive spin on the sorts of byproducts of what was otherwise some events and developments that have been kind of negative, and specifically talking about repealing anti-circumvention and other laws derived from the DMCA as a way around the kinds of captive audiences and consumers in various platforms, with platform decay, as it's termed, and other systems. This very much applies, I think, to right to repair issues. The fact that we can't modify things that we own, repealing the sorts of criminalization of that, especially in countries where they've already been at the effect of tariffs, I think is a pretty sound logic and a worthy response, because there's really nothing left barring a kinetic attack. I mean, when you've basically upended the economic system, what's stopping economies from doing a 180 and saying, all right, we're going to allow and sell the technologies that allow people to truly modify own devices or interoperate? That was another strong theme in his discussion, which is interoperability. But among the talks that we saw, there was
anything you'd like to mention really quickly while we have a couple of minutes left.
Surely, just the in-depth talk about the Dieselgate 10 years on, and of course there was a talk about and these are specific examples of the kinds of things Cory was speaking to. These are case in point, but also implantable, like pacemakers and defibrillators, medical devices essentially, all applicable to that idea that we've given far too much power to very few companies.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Wishing you the best on your travels. Wishing all of you listening a very happy and healthy 2026. Send us email, oth@2600.com. And keep being curious, keep asking questions, keep your eyes open. For Off the Hook, this has been Rob T. Firefly. Have a very good night. Seen that bird. I never saw the strength.
Ginger with his kicks down and kisses off.
Coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
So long I've been waiting, waiting for you. Oh yeah. Now the time has come when it's between me and you. Oh Lord. I said the train is coming, baby. Train is coming, baby, and I am leaving on that train, Lord.
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
Every day I pray for this little hour. Has come, and I want you to stand by me, because the train is coming, baby, and we are leaving on the train, and we will roam this land, where we all will be free, Lord.
I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now. I said the train is coming, baby. I said the train is coming now.
selection process was random, and there was no rhyme or reason as to who her parents would be. In a way, I was right, because our chance to be born hinges on our parents' meeting. My parents met completely by chance, due to a chain of events that was set in motion many years ago in a small apartment in Copenhagen. Kasper was so worried about running out of ideas that he often could not think of anything to write. He therefore went to see Dr. Merck, who specialized in this problem. Why don't you go on a holiday? Get some fresh air. Where can you go on holiday if you don't have any money and you don't speak French? What about Norway? It's cheap and they're practically Danish. Kasper began to research Norwegian holiday possibilities. At the library, he came across a book called Scandinavian Confusion, about famous Swedes who were actually Norwegian and famous Norwegians who were actually Danish, and so on. Ingeborg gave Kasper a lock of her hair and promised that she would not cut it until they were reunited. He forgot all about his intended visit to Sigrid Undset and returned to Denmark, heartbroken and empty-handed, but for the lock of his beloved's hair. Understood the urgency of the situation and jumped on the next train to Oslo to take the ferry to Copenhagen. The only available seat was next to a young man who was reading Kasper's Joy and Happiness. His name was Petter, and he told Veslemøy that he was going to Copenhagen for inspiration and to meet Kasper Jørgensen, who was his favorite poet. "That's quite a coincidence," said Veslemøy.
This holy land.
It remains to be said that Veslemer gave Ingeborg a flattering haircut, that Petter's visit to Copenhagen was very inspiring, that Casper's thumb healed nicely, and last but not least, that Petter and Veslemer fell in love with each other. Sometime later, they became my parents. But had it not been for the Danish poet and Sigrid Undset, a rainy summer in Norway, a slippery barn plank, a careless mailman, a hungry goat, a broken thumb, and a crowded train, my parents might never have met at all. And who knows, I might still be a little seed floating around in the sky, waiting for someone to come and get me.
Seen the sun before, and I've lived I'd like to know your reason.
It was foretold that this pregnancy would be terminated. I'm going to fight to see that it's not.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Of the clubs.
Why?
Because they're exclusive and fun, and they lead to a better life.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles?
I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
Site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours.
1,000. 22,000.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
You stole our website.
They're saying we stole the Facebook.
I know what it says.
So did we?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
You're going to get left behind. It's moving faster than any of us ever imagined.
Get left behind.
Let's sue him in federal court.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and watch you write as a check.
You guys were the inventors of Facebook.
To Facebook.
Is there anything that you need to tell me?
Your actions could permanently destroy everything I've been working on.
We have been working on.
Do you like being a joke? Do you want to go back to the mark?
This is our time.
You're being accused of intentionally breaching security, violating copyrights, violating individual privacy.
Your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
As for the charges, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
Thank you.
Hallo liebe Freunde, herzlich willkommen in Kolumbien. Was kann ich für euch tun?
Waters have stilled.
Dr. Samuel Mudd was convicted of being a co-conspirator in the Lincoln assassination. The evidence was circumstantial, he was laid upon, but it didn't matter. Mudd's name still remains in the name, and not of Thomas Gates' name to be Mudd.
It was
one.
Look at this. It was also like
Zira. Well, that's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a smudge. It's nothing.
Residual ink from the tracing page. Flip it. The letters are back.
It's
a cipher.
Yes, it is.
Cipher. See how the letters are accomplished?
Uh-huh.
Play pair ciphers, encode letters in pairs. This could prove his story.
Unless you decode the cipher, this does not prove my theory.
No, it's okay. It's okay. All we need is a five-letter keyword.
What's the keyword?
I don't know yet.
All right.
Can I get a preview of this?
There's a billion words in the English language. There's got to be logical. Let's start from the beginning. Aardvark.
You know, I don't want to ring the parade here, Ben, but I don't think this is going to stop Dr. Nicholson.
Ich bin es nicht, dass er schicks an
den Page tomorrow.
No, no, wait. Can't you just ask him to wait until I prove Thomas is innocent?
What if he isn't?
Cried her eyes out.
Viele in dieser Herde haben noch nie so viel Schnee gesehen wie in diesem Rekordwinter. Kräftezehrende Futtersuche bringt viel zu wenig ein. Hört es endlich auf zu schneien, kommt der Wind und mit ihm beinahe unerträgliche Kälte. Ihn speisen die Geysire von Yellowstone mit warmem Wasser. Eine uralte Route, die zu einem Platz führt, wo der Büffel eine Chance haben, zu überleben.
This is Dr. James Mayfield.
Captain?
I see the resemblance.
Such hell.